Welcome back, listeners. And my second guest this morning is a very, very young, beautiful girl called Lindsay Macken. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Great.
And welcome. And Lindsay, you're here to, you're going to organise, first of all, an event for children in homeless accommodation. Would you like to tell us what you're planning to do?
Yeah, no problem. So basically me and the girls in Salon 102 have come across a lot of homeless radio broadcasts on the radio that we listen to daily, and we just thought that it'd be a great idea to kind of help out, as we do have kids ourselves. So we came up with an idea of doing a pamper day for kids ages 5 to 15.
Oh, great.
So basically we're going to be doing face painting, nails. Sandy is going to come along with Olaf, and we're hoping to give gifts to each child. So basically what way that's going to work is we're hoping to get donations.
All right.
So anything as little as like something that costs €2 will help a long way. Like, so we want Sandy to give each child a gift before they leave to go home, just to kind of put a little smile on their faces and hopefully make that.
And I'm not too sure where the salon is in 102.
Yeah, so
whereabouts is it?
It's Unit 102. The address is Unit 102, Newtown Avenue, Malahide Road Industrial Park, Dublin 17.
Okay.
So it's basically in an industrial estate, but it's not really off the beaten track. It's quite local.
Okay.
For anyone around Coolock area or bus routes or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. So I think this is absolutely a wonderful idea. So is there an age, you know, for children that are going to come? You said five, from the age of five?
Yeah, well, the age of five for the treatments more so, just but any ages can come along, because there will be like face painting and Santi is going to be there, so it'll be more so just for the nails and the little treatments. That is for the age of 5 up to 15, but any ages at all can come, because we're going to have like goodie bags and things like that for them.
Right, so it's the goodie bags.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if local supermarkets and things like that, if even some of the staff, if they're listening, could just suggest to their managers that they might make goodie bags as well, and to donate for this event. What did I ask you what date it's happening on?
So it's happening on the 2nd of December from 2 p.m. So it gives people time to get their kids off school, and then it's finishing up at 6:30. So if kids are off a little bit later, they can pop down any time. So Sandy will be there from 3:30 as well. If anyone does want to pop any donations in, they can drop it into Salon 102 themselves, or they can contact us on our Facebook or Instagram pages.
Okay.
Which would be great.
Okay, do you want to give out your Instagram, or your if there's a particular address, just to give them?
So it's basically just Salon 102 Instagram page, and then Salon 102 Facebook page.
Okay.
That's basically where you'll get us the handiest, and we're there most of the time as well, so anyone can pop in and just hand in donations.
Now Lindsay, I'm going to pull right back, because you're very young, you're very beautiful, and I'm not too sure if you've got kiddies yourself.
I do.
Oh my goodness,
I do. I have a little girl, Emmy Rose.
And how old is
she? She is 6 and a half, and then I have a stepdaughter who is 14 as well.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So two girls,
yeah.
And two girls. And so how did you and your team, what just struck you? I know you said you heard and you're aware, you became aware of children that were homeless and things like that, but what was it that just sparked that you had a conversation with each other in the salon, that you said, look, let's get our act together here?
Yeah.
Was there a moment or just something?
Yeah, there kind of was. Just I think as well, like me myself as a mother, and a few of the girls being young mothers, that we do know that like everyone's situations can change. So like not everyone that's homeless now was homeless all their life, you know. So basically like your situation can always change. So I think as well, you have to think about that and think like, if you were ever in the situation, like what would help you even just for one day to have a good day with your kids and not having to worry about money, or not having to worry about to bring them off somewhere and cost you a fortune but you don't have it. So basically we just kind of jotted down a few things on the page, and we just came out with this. I have enough space in the salon, so why not, you know. So it's just kind of we're putting funds together ourselves, but we also need just that little bit extra just to help the kids have a better day.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's basically just being a parent and just kind of jotting it all down, and that's how we came about the Pamper Day and so on.
That's wonderful. Mm. And the other question I was going to ask you, your little daughter, your youngest kitty, does she like getting her nails done? Because I'm looking at your own nails, they're quite fabulous now. So is she a real girly?
She's actually not.
Oh no. My goodness.
So my niece would be Daisy. She is a real girly girl, so she thinks, like, you know, when she's older she's going to own the salon, take it over when I'm too old. But Emmy doesn't care at all.
Oh my goodness. And how old is your niece?
Daisy will be 10 the end of this month. So
all right. Yeah. Business entrepreneur.
Oh,
already.
She loves being
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And are you the manager, or
I'm the owner of the salon.
Oh, Lizzie.
Yeah.
My gosh, you're so young. Oh, my goodness. You're
nearly 40.
You were not.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't be shouting. Yeah. But you're... Oh, right. I'm not too sure if I like you anymore.
Yeah.
Right. You must have the youth gene because you look so good. So, I just want to say that it is an extraordinary event, and it's a very thoughtful event, and I assume your staff and yourself are giving your time free for this event.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other people as well involved, like me family and me partner and things like that, so they're really, you know, helping Donny get the word out. And then also Sandy and Olaf, which is a friend of mine, is really giving us time that day as well.
And I certainly want to put it out to our listeners that to anything, no matter small or bigger, or just something, but something that will make goodie bags to take away. And and as I said before, Lindsay, just give the date out again, please.
So it's the 2nd of December, from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And any kids, boys or girls, can arrive on the day, from any age. Just the treatment is from age 5 to 15 years.
Okay. Yeah. And which is understandable. Yeah. You don't want babies going out with lipstick or anything else like that. Excuse me. No. But, when you're actually location, I know you were saying it's an industrial street, it's an industrial area.
Yeah.
Is there plenty of parking? Is it okay there to park on the
there
day?
Is. We have our own car park on the building, so there's loads of parking. Also, there's bus routes quite close.
What buses?
So, like, from town it would be the 27, the 15, the 42, anything that comes along the Malahide roads, and then anything coming through Coolock as well. We're just based, like, just if you get off at Bargantown at the industrial estate, if you're coming from that direction. And then you just cut through them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is important that that anybody that's coming, just to get in touch with you beforehand, because you don't want 150 people coming at the one time. So get in touch with Lindsay and her team beforehand on the Instagram and Facebook. But I just want to say, in general, to our listeners and to anybody in business who can facilitate, because in many cases most of the retailers are buying from the wholesalers, so if they get their act together, they'll be able to get something wholesale and get a group of things together and get them cheaper to donate to this cause. And I'm not too sure what the figure is for children that are homeless. I think it might be an absolutely shocking number amount of children that are homeless accommodation, and I know it affects them on many levels, because they don't have a stability.
Yeah.
They don't have, you know, just they know where they are going to stay every night. They could be moved and things like that.
And that's another reason why we kind of did the day as well. It's just because, like, the homeless accommodations, they're brilliant, like the hubs and things like that, it's great, but also it's quite small, so they're confined to a small space. So just to have that little outlet for one day, just to come down and have space to play with other kids and just run around and just kind of get out of their space, their own little space, for a few hours is another reason why we did it as well.
Well, I have to say, Lindsay, you put me to shame. and it is an honour that you you came in here and just to talk about this. And do you think you might do something else again, maybe later on, maybe in about a couple of months you might do something else, or even talk about how you'd come back and talk to us about how it went?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'd love you to come back and tell us, and if you have any photographs, we put them up on our podcast, and just to say, and as I said to our listeners and anybody in the Northside Shopping Centre or any of the other places around, I'm not going to mention companies, I'm not supposed to mention companies apparently, but I hope they do, and that would be that. Yeah. So the face painting, I assume the boys will love that.
Yeah, like it's a lot, like I'd say the kids would love the sweets more than anything we are doing, but like it's just to kind of give them a little option of getting a little pampered, and you know, the boys can get the face painting and then they'll have a great time with the sweets. But just to answer your question there, actually, we are going to, if we do get enough kind of sponsors and suppliers on this one, we are thinking on doing it as an annual thing. So
we will
be doing it. So like just see how this one goes, and then we can kind of figure out then when the next one will be, and hopefully keep in touch with the people that do sponsors, and they'll agree to kind of do it with us when we decide the next time.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. And how many have you got apart from your family and all your friends that are coming in, and Santi, of course, the most important person, Santi's coming in. You have a big team that day helping you out.
Yeah, we do. We have all the girls that work in the salon, which are fantastic. And as I said, some of them are young mothers. So we have a group of 9 people that work there. So,
oh, wow.
And then we have a lot of people texting us to volunteer on the day, so which is great as well. And they all are in the beauty industry, which is brilliant, because we don't get enough credit for what we do sometimes. So
no,
it's fantastic.
I think it's actually wonderful. It really is. It's actually fantastic. And as I said, it's I'm beginning to think that there are children, toddlers, younger than toddlers, babies that are in homeless accommodation. Am I right?
Yeah, there'd be a lot. Yeah.
All right, okay.
So like babies can come along as well, you know what I mean? Like there's enough floor space for them to roll around if they want, and you know, so it's not really, we're not saying to people, oh, you can't bring this child because she's this age or that age, and it's not that, it's just like, you know, you kind of just have to look out for them as such and let the other kids enjoy themselves.
I understand. And you have, as I said before, you have plenty of car space and accommodation inside the building and everything else like that. And I assume you'll have a bit of music and a bit of playing around there.
Yeah, we will. Like, we're going to do a few games and things, like, you know, musical statues and little games.
What is musical statues? Would you mind telling me?
Oh, well, it's, you dance around like a lunatic for a while and then you turn off the music and freeze.
All right, okay. Yeah, oh my goodness, okay.
The kids love it. It'll just be a bit of crack for them. So little things like that we're going to be doing. So we're saying 6:30, it could go on till 7:30. We don't know.
you're easy enough on the time, okay, and everything else. But primarily it's to make up goodie bags so that the kiddies will get something from.
Yeah, and that Santa can give a gift to each.
Absolutely. And but they specifically that they have something to go home with.
Yeah.
And a toy or some sweeties and everything else like that. And I really, really want our listeners to kind of pull out all the stops for this event, because I think Lindsay and our team are just quite amazing. Lindsay, I'm going to ask you one more time to tell our listeners how to get in touch with you and where you are as well, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. So it's Facebook and Instagram, Salon 102, and the address is Unit 102 Newtown Avenue, Malahide Road, Industrial Park, Dublin 17. And the addresses are on all the Facebook and the Instagrams, so they'll
well,
see it there.
I think it's been an absolute honour talking to you, and thank you very much for taking the time to come in out of your very, very busy day. And I'm hoping our listeners will get into action and support you on this one. Thank you very much, Lindsay,
very much.
And your team at Salon 102. Many thanks.
Thanks very much.